bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
In the studio, we do have Jason Ball. He's the Greens candidate for the seat of Higgins. Some polling suggesting this week that the Greens are shaking shit up a bit in Higgins. So we've got some questions for Jason Ball. Jason, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Stop breaking the microphone.
I know, this thing is just, it's all gone. It's on the mince.
It is. So basically, we're going to ask all the candidates the same set of questions, and obviously answers might bring forth another question. What's been the defining issue that voters are talking to you about, Jason, when you're out there, out and about?
The defining issue for me has definitely been global warming. Whether you're a young person who I'm knocking on their door and chatting to them, who realise that the science of global warming is real and that their generation are the first generation who are going to see the impacts of global warming, and they're the last generation who have a chance of doing anything about it. For them, this is now or never. It's now or never to save the Great Barrier Reef. It's now or never to ensure that we have a safe climate. And from right through the spectrum of generations, when I knock on a door and I'm talking to an old lady, she will say that she's worried about the future for her children and her grandchildren when it comes to climate change. These are intelligent, progressive people who live in Higgins, and they want to see stronger action. And I'm encouraged by that because it's what I want to see as well. And the Greens have a plan to get us there with 90% renewables by 2030.
A text message before we go on. Go, Jason, kick Kelly out of her seat. Who are you and what defines you?
Who am I? Look, I'm someone who believes that diversity strengthens our community and that every single person deserves to be treated fairly and equally, regardless of their race, age, gender, sexuality, or how much money they make. And I'm someone who believes that politics can be a vehicle for real and meaningful change if it's in the right hands.
We've seen huge numbers of pre-poll, and I know you were out there during the week when the pre-polling opened, and postal votes. Why has that become so popular?
Oh, look, I think in Higgins they're all off to the snow on election day, or maybe off to Bali.
The people of Higgins don't go to Bali.
More people are wanting to just get it over and done with, I think. Yeah, and fair enough.
Well, I did mine yesterday, so mine's gone in.
I've actually seen the tweet this morning of Macca with his pre-poll. All the indications are that this is going to be a very close result. I think they're calling Higgins this week the new Indi. How are you recommending people allocate their preferences? Because preferences are going to play a very important role in your potential election to the seat.
Yes, the polls have been very encouraging, and seeing Kelly's vote drop below Sophie Mirabella's vote in 2013, according to the latest poll, is indicating that it could indeed become the Indi of 2016. In terms of preferences, the Greens, our preferences in Higgins, obviously we want people to put a number one in that box for Jason Ball for the Greens. Our number two preference goes to the Equality Party. Number three goes to the Animal Justice Party. Number four goes to the Nick Xenophon candidate, Nancy Bassett.
Who we'll speak to in a minute.
Yep. Number five goes to Carl Katter, the Labor candidate. Number six is for the Darren Hinch candidate. Number seven, the Liberal Democratic Party. And down the bottom in lucky last, number eight, Kelly O'Dwyer.
Mm, poor Kelly.
Well, she's put me last, so...
Well, that's right, yeah.
What are you going to do?
She's returning the favour.
Tit for tat, I think they call it.
Are you fatigued by such a long campaign? It is a long campaign. You've been in the electorate for more than a year. How fatiguing is that, and how do you stay on message? How do you stay awake?
How do I stay awake? You still got to make sure that you have downtime in a campaign. And my team have been very good with that in terms of looking after my well-being as well as the well-being of our volunteers. I'm lucky to get, a night off a week and a Sunday off a fortnight to just have some rest, make sure I get my washing done and do the grocery shopping.
1956.
But look, it has been a long campaign, and it's been tough in winter too. Out in the early mornings at train stations and at Pran Market this morning, I was out there talking to people in the electorate.
You could have gotten me some eggs. I needed some eggs.
Yes, they're delicious eggs.
And some Chocolato Lombardo chocolates.
They actually had a truffle festival down there this morning.
Oh, of course they did. Let's not move too far from our questions, Macca. marriage equality, Jason, I think we know where you stand on marriage equality, but remind our listeners what that means for yourself and the Greens.
Well, for the Greens, I'm really proud to be standing for a party who has supported marriage equality with every MP, every vote, every time. You can't say that for Labor and Liberal. And also, up to this election, we are facing the prospect of a plebiscite if Malcolm Turnbull was to be re-elected. And I think that is a terrible idea. That would be a terrible outcome for our community. It's going to be not only an expensive waste of money in terms of potentially $500 million, according to PwC, but also subject our community to a publicly funded no campaign against our basic human rights and dignity, and more attacks like what we've seen in recent times.
They are the six questions that we had that we'll be providing to all candidates. A couple of others. First, a text message. Congratulations, Jason, on your humanism. And Macca, we go to Byron Bay.
Oh, Byron Bay.
Or is it Portsea?
That's just for the weekend. Somebody has asked, why was there a fag word written on your poster? That's disgusting. I want to broaden that question to, how do you respond to that sort of attack? We are seeing, in some senses, our community lurching to the right a little bit. How did that affect you on a very personal level? Let's take politics away for a second. When you see that on a bus shelter, how did that affect you personally?
Obviously, it did affect me personally. It was a word that I'd heard a lot in high school myself. This was actually the second time that our campaign has been targeted in this way with graffiti. And the first time we decided just to clean it off, ignore it and move on. But then the second time it happened and I decided that I actually wanted to take a stand. And I felt, especially in the aftermath of what has happened in Orlando, when our community are feeling vulnerable and feeling like we are under attack, that I wanted to show a message of strength and hope and resilience in the face of that attack, and to really say that, you know, these people are actually in the minority. And by posting it on Facebook and seeing the outpouring of warmth and support from not just the gay community, but the entire community, I think has really driven that message home, that people shouldn't feel intimidated by what's going on here. We need to stand strong because we are on the cusp of real equality and acceptance.
Now, something you may not know, when we spoke to Michael Kroger a week or so ago, he's actually on, when he's voting, he said that he was putting you ahead of Labor in his preferences. He was putting Labor last, and you're second last.
There you go.
There you, so
thanks, Michael.
Yeah.
It's not gonna mean much.
It might, you know. Just, you know, you never know. We wish you luck. We are having an election broadcast on election night, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We'll probably give you a quick call, see how you're going.
I'd be very happy to take your call anytime.
And to all candidates, we wish well, and we know you've worked hard on this, and you're in the closing,
you're coming around the bend.
You're in time on in the last quarter. There you go.
Yes. Indeed, within striking distance.
Sporting
as well.
Parlance everywhere. If it was a horse race, we'd say you're one out and one back as we head to the turn. So.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.